Let's get to the callers. We've got Gary and Doug and an open line. If you've got a project you'd like to visit about, give us a ring. That's what we're here for. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Rosie.
What you up to?
I've got a exterior wall in the house. It's a wall between the bedroom, and then on the outside is kind of the entryway foyer, and that part of the house is two-story. And the heat from outside kind of spills into the bedroom. And what I think is happening is it's open above the wall in the void between the two floors. It's open without insulation between the ceiling of the entryway and the ceiling of the bedroom. And so heat's spilling in there. But it's very hard to get to. You can get there kind of through the attic access to possibly blow insulation, but it would be like 12 feet away. And so what's the best way to tackle that? Cut through the ceiling of the entryway, or what do you think?
Well, Gary, the best way to do that is going to be with a foam product, mm-hmm. where they can just make a little hole in the wall and fill that cavity up with foam, rather than trying to create a larger opening that you're going to get a hose in to do a blown-in insulation.
Yeah, it's going to be on the vertical face, though. So on the horizontal thing, they need to kind of create either fill the entire top of the bedroom ceiling or create a barrier between the inside and outside part of the wall, of the shared wall.
Well, I tell you, if that were my house, where I'd start is I'd get the house thermally imaged with a whole house energy audit. Have you ever had that done?
No, I haven't.
Okay, look, that's $100 to get the whole house done is $100.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And with that thermal imaging, we'll be able to tell where the thermal bridges are most active, and we'll know where to concentrate the application of whatever insulation we decide to use.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Now, where are you in town, Gary, or in Arizona?
West Valley in Surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got Green ID or Rias, which you can both find at rosieonthehouse.com. Yeah, either one of them will come out and give you a full house energy audit. It's $99. And with that information, then I would want, and I would ask you to have them copy me on the report. And then you and I will get together by phone, and I'll tell you how we should attack it. I'm thinking we're probably going to do it. We're going to call our buddy Dennis Rodenberg, and we're going to get him out there. We're going to very strategically stop the thermal bridges by injecting some expanding foam, which is going to cause you a lot less drywall repair damage. You know, it's a lot less intrusive than trying to get in there with a bunch of blown in. And it works vertically or it works horizontally, either way.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
So we'll isolate that space thermally, okay?
Okay.
Okay, man. Appreciate the phone call. From there, let's see if we can get to Doug. Do we have time to take Doug?
Oh, yeah. Two minutes. Okay. Two and a half.
Very good. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
I'm fine. How's your day today?
So far, so good, except for one problem.
Oh, okay.
I have a next-door neighbor who's an incessant cigarette smoker. He will not quit. He smokes day and night. I mean, literally. 4 o'clock in the morning, it's not uncommon for me to smell smoke in my bedroom. His smoke is traveling about 20 feet from his small patio in the rear of his house into my bedroom window, right through it, and making me sick. I already have emphysema myself from my previous cigarette smoking for many years.
Yeah.
He's making it worse, and he's just sticking up my place. It sounds like a very easy thing to fix, but it has not been so far. What do you recommend I use to secure my window from his cigarette smoke?
Well, any good window would seal out that. I mean, if you've got good insulation, the the Pella fiberglass unit, even if it means replacing the window. If you've got single pane aluminum, older windows, you won't be able to do anything to that other than just, you know, tape plastic up on the outside of it. But possibly think about upgrading that particular window. I wonder if his neighbor listens to the show. That's really a tough one.
Cigarette smoke is hard.
You know what, Doug? We live on an acre, and the closest house to us is on the next acre. We've been in that house for 30 years. And there was an older couple who had their mother, and I think they all smoked, and they smoked a lot. And when they walked out on their back patio, you could see the smoke coming out of the back of the house and smell it all the way over into our yard. It was absolutely incredible. I don't know how you... A good window is going to keep it out of your bedroom and not going to be anything you can do. If he's that close to you, you could mount a fan on the eve
blowing
of your,
it back at him.
On the
keeping
eve,
all the smoke blowing
on the eve
house.
Of your house, pointed right at him, might do something.
The line just blew up. Maybe we have a couple caller suggestions.